Mix 93.1, Blake and Eva Show. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
No pressure, but you got to guess the state, and you only get one question.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. I'm going to give you all the details, and then you guess
the state.
Man calls 911 for help removing a bright green iguana in his toilet. The police say the man freaked out and didn't know what to do. A firefighter arrived, put on a sterile glove, reached in, grabbed the iguana, released it into the wild outside.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, because of the little green iguana swimming in the toilet. Freaked the guy out, couldn't get rid of it himself. And guess what state?
Is it Florida?
Final answer.
Yes.
Snap that out pretty fast.
Florida's right! It's
Guess the State!
Good job, Amanda. You got tickets to the Maine Flower Show.
Thank you.
It springs up next Thursday through Sunday, March 28th through the 31st at Thompson's Point. Tickets at MaineFlowerShow.com. You got a pair? Go have a nice time.
Thank you so much.
And we have more of those for the rest of the week. Or you can just buy them at MaineFlowerShow.com. Pretty sure I know what Eva would have done. Would an iguana freak you out as much? I know snakes freak you out. Would an iguana freak you out as much as that?
Well, in my toilet, probably, but I don't think I'd do the flush. I would close the lid and run out and call not the emergency number of police.
Well, you live near the fire department. I could see.
Run over there.
Yeah. You guys got a minute?
Yeah. Do you guys do reptiles?
I need a little something with my toilet. Man, we're not going to install the new toilet seat again. I mean, you came over here for that.
Yeah, right.
No, it's a living thing this time. All right. Joe, you're the new guy. Go help Eva.
Yeah, right. Get the iguana out.
I love the guy called 911. And it's Florida. I mean, like, there's little creatures like that everywhere.
I know.
And little iguanas is not that bad.
But still, you know, not where you put your bum.
Right. Did we get that? I got to write down what time that happened. Got to get that clip out of there. 7-9 Coast, you had to rescue who from what little creature?
Oh.
792-6278. Give us a buzz. I think both Kyle and I are pretty good about if there's a little creature, usually we can handle it ourselves.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I thought I had a bat.
Oh.
That's when I called the police.
Remember when we had the mouse in here?
Yeah. I totally remember.
Didn't believe you because I hadn't seen it. And I was like, are you sure you're not seeing things?
Yeah.
You know, it's not a smudge on your glasses.
Mm-mm.
And then sure enough.
There was a mouse.
Oh, my God, there it is! And she's standing up on a stool.
Mm-hmm. You know where they found it? In the rafters, in the ceiling, out in the hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could
smell
it.
He had a whole little network through there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't want him to die. I just wanted him out of here. I mean, it's just not a place. You know, we're carpeted and we're enclosed. You know, it's not a place for critters.
So. Right. No little mice.
Minnie, watch out for purse snatchers in the area. Signed, Daisy.
Aw.
Those mice are allowed.
Yeah,
those
purse snatchers.
Yeah. 7-9 Coast, if you had to rescue someone from a little creature. Maybe it wasn't an iguana in the toilet, but it was something. Iguana in the toilet, by the way, performing at Boston Calling this spring.
Hello.
We are Iguana in the Toilet! Hello! Welcome, Boston! You had to rescue who from what creature? Lauren.
Well, my neighbor had to rescue me from a wasp.
From a wasp.
I was like 15 and a wasp flew between the doors and I grabbed my dogs and I ran to my bedroom and I called my mom and I told her I was never coming out.
Yeah.
I called the neighbor and the neighbor had to come down the street and open the door.
You mean like between the screen door and the regular door?
And I mean, it was the only way to get out of the house now.
Right. And you were like, I'm not leaving. Thank God I got some Campbell's soup here. I'm all stocked up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have, like, cans of hairspray by the door, by the window. ridiculous. Stick their wings together, though, and you're good.
Giving Lauren bad flashbacks. Debbie, hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
You pretty good. Who had to rescue who from what creature?
Well, my husband and I kind of both rescued each other. We were at our camp up north.
Uh-huh.
He was mowing the lawn, and I was inside, and he came across a little garden snake and came running in screaming. And at the same time, there was a hornet in the window, and I ran out screaming.
Past each other?
Yeah. You got the hornet, I got the snake, okay?
Yeah, pretty much. I took care of the snake, and he took care of the hornet.
Hi, Clarissa. Had to rescue who from what?
Well, when I was in kindergarten, I vividly remember we had a bat come in our classroom.
Oh.
And I just remember me and my teacher just, like, trying to get it with a broom, which did not work at all. but I'm pretty sure that we eventually got it with a trash bag, but the broom was not a tool to use.
Yeah.
Not the tool for a bat.
You know what that reminds me of is the – do you remember the video of the Irish guys and had the bat in the house?
Yes,
they were yelling
the family.
At each other. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I was just thinking of that.
Did you get it, Daddy? Did you get it?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
All right. Thanks for calling, Clarissa.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
Kelly had a good one. Kelly had to be rescued from a chipmunk.
Oh.
Kelly, call back. Lisa, you had to be, was it you who had to be rescued?
Yes, it was, I mean, so it's not, I guess it's not a critter because it's someone's pet. It was a cat.
Oh.
I was at my mother-in-law's house and I was feeding, I had my baby, my infant, and I was feeding her in the room and I didn't realize that they put the cat in the room with us. And when I went to leave, the cat was standing by the door and she's not a very nice cat. She kept hissing at me. And I kept trying to move and come closer, and she just kept hissing and wouldn't let me through. And I didn't have my cell phone, and all there was a landline. So I was calling on the landline, the other phone. My mother-in-law is like, "Hello?" And I'm like, "I'm trapped in the bedroom."
The cat won't let me out.
It comes out later that the cat doesn't even have claws. But
the
cat was declawed. Well, it seemed very intimidating at the time, I'm sure.
It did. Yeah. I was protecting my child.
Right. Oh, my God. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, we don't have Kelly. I had the chipmunk sound ready to go for her. Right? That's what a chipmunk sounds like?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll be here all week. Thank you. Here's the video.
It was the best. Get it back. Look at it back. Get it back out of the house. Catch him, Derry. Catch him. Oh. You're doing a great job, Derry. Stand up, Derry. Oh.
God, that was a funny video, the Irishman fighting the bat.
Right.
All right, it's 8:29. Todd's here from News Center Maine. Todd, do you have time to let us play a song real quick, and then we have a game?
Yeah.
Okay.
And guess what?
What?
I think I get to play along with you, because we're going to...
Good.
We have
let's destroy him.
Wait, it's not you two against me.
Oh.
Why not?
Darn.
So we have there are a couple different games we could play. I set up the our Echo. So it becomes the host.
Oh.
Okay, so then we play. So it asks the questions.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
And I got a couple different options. I got to see which one is best for, you know, the way that we play.
Airport codes. Alexa, airport codes.
I believe it's not. I'm not on the list. Not on the list. Okay.
I don't know that one.
Okay. Alexa, stop.
That's great.
Okay. Hold on. 3 minutes, and then we'll come back and play again.
Blake and Eva in the morning.